Welcome to the Old Time Radio Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Duffy's Tavern was one of the most popular radio shows of the 1940s. Ed Gardner starred as Archie, the manager of a bar owned by Duffy, who never appeared on the show. Archie's main employee was Eddie, the smart-aleck waiter, who did not show the proper respect that should be afforded a boss. Clifton Finnegan was a perpetual drunk who sounded much like Crazy Guggenheim, a character on the Jackie Gleason TV show in the 1960s. Duffy's wacky daughter, known only as Miss Duffy, was also a regular on the show. One of the recurring themes of the show was Archie's get-rich-quick schemes. Famous people often dropped by the bar, including Bing Crosby, Mickey Rooney, Dinah Shore, Rudy Vallee, and Fred Allen. The show ran from 1941 to 1951. Let's listen now to an episode of Duffy's Tavern, originally broadcast on February 23, 1949.
Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truche, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra, bring you Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave meet deed? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. What's new? You going on a vacation with Mrs. Duffy? Gonna get away from it all, huh? Duffy, that ain't getting away from it all. That's taking it all with you. Where are you going? Huh? Florida? You mean the place where California sunshine goes to spend the winter? I'm only kidding, Duffy. In California, I'm kidding. You going swimming? Horseback riding? Horseback riding? Duffy, remember the last time Mrs. Duffy rode a horse? She couldn't sit down and the horse couldn't stand up. Now, look, about my vacation. But, Duffy. Look, Duffy, you work me 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. I'm telling you, if I was a horse, they'd throw you in jail. Huh? Okay. This is the last straw. This is the hump that breaks the camel's back. Bad sissy on your vacation. What a job.
Well, Miss Archie, what you complaining about? At least you eating and sleeping.
Yeah, but what and where? Believe me, Eddie, in this job I can see very little future to be a millionaire. Now, be honest. Ain't it struck you as peculiar that a guy of my charm and talent ain't already rich?
Well, now that you mention it, no. Look, Miss Archie, now you don't seem to realize it takes a lot of things for a guy to make $1 million.
Like what?
Understanding of political economy.
Proceed ahead.
A working knowledge of income taxes.
Go on.
Keen insight into the fluctuations of the investment market.
Go on.
Hard work.
So what's wrong with $500,000?
I like the nerve of your gratitude.
In what respect?
The way you talk about my father. Don't you know that Papa looks on you as one of the family?
And I hate him, too.
Oh, what's the use? You're enough to make a person sick to his or her stomach.
Let's understand each other. It ain't that I hate your father, although I do. It's just that I got to get out in the world and try to make some dough.
Oh, that's the trouble with you. All you think about is money. Money don't bring you happiness.
Well, maybe not, but it puts you in a pretty good bargaining position. Why shouldn't I make money? I got as much brains as the next guy.
All right.
Well, hiya, Finnegan.
What you doing?
I'm trying to figure out here how to make $1 million.
Well, it's simple, Arch. All you gotta do is make $2 million and lose one.
Well, how do you make the $2 million?
Oh, it's when we solve that, we got the problem licked. But never mind, it can be done.
How?
Well, take me, Uncle Herman. Made a fortune and started on nothing but a shoestring.
How'd he make the fortune?
Selling shoestrings.
Oh.
Yeah, but he lost it when the bottom suddenly fell out of the shoestring market.
Yeah, and when was that?
When the button shoe came in. But right away, just like that, he made another fortune in the food business.
In the food business?
Yeah. You see, it was his idea to have carrier pigeons instead of mailmen.
Carrier pigeons instead of mail. How does this affect the food business?
When you get hungry, you send yourself a letter and eat the mailman.
Sounds yummy. Did your uncle invent any more brilliant things like this?
Oh, sure. He was the guy that invented the horseless carriage.
Your uncle invented the automobile?
No. He invented a carriage without a horse.
But if the carriage ain't pulled by a horse, how does it run?
Goats. God. That's the only way to really make dough. Invent something.
Yeah, I think you gave me the mucus of an idea. Okay. You see, now, what ain't been invented yet?
Now, Miss Archer, you know you don't know nothing about inventing things.
So what? What did the Jukes family know before they invented the jukebox? Let's see here.
Hi, Arch, old pal.
Well, Slippery McGuire, I didn't know you was in town.
I just got out. I mean, I just got in.
Oh, yeah? Where you been?
On a vacation. 30 days. But enough about me, Arch. What have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, same old thing. Still fooling around with me inventions.
Oh, have you patented anything yet?
Frankly, no.
You haven't? Then, Arch, don't waste time inventing stuff. The real dough is in the patents.
Yeah, huh? I didn't think anybody ever got a patent. I thought them things was just things that was always pending.
Arch, you trust me, don't you?
Oh, sure, Slip.
Forget the inventing. Get a patent.
But what could I patent?
Come here. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Do you know that nobody's taken out a patent on electricity?
Slip, say it again.
Do you realize that there's no patent on electricity? And that if a well-known inventor like you should apply for a patent...
Slip, I'm beginning to see the light.
See the light? Oh, 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 what a mind! Arch, what a team you and Edison would have made. He had a great sense of humor, too.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to act fast. Now, you got to get busy and grab that patent on electricity before somebody beats you to it.
Well, do you think it's honest, though?
Arch, I'm sure Edison would have wanted it that way.
Yeah, huh?
Quick, now, give me the phone. We'll make sure.
Okay, here you are.
Hello, Washington? Patent office? Clever Ideas Department, please. Hello, George? Slippery speaking. Look, I want you to make a thorough search of your records and see if electricity has ever been patented. Yeah, I'll hold on. What's that? It hasn't? Hold the wire. Do you want it or not, Arch?
It's a deal.
Hello, George? Register it quick. Yep, yep. The inventor's name is Archie. Thanks a lot, kid. Well, old pal, this is a solemn moment.
You mean?
Arch, you own electricity.
Have a cigar.
Thanks. Now look, if you let me have the $10.
The $10? What for?
Edison would have wanted it that way.
Eddie, lay off, will you? What's the $10 for, Slippery?
Well, Arch, you don't want a patent worth millions of dollars for nothing, do you?
Well, naturally not. Okay, here's the $10, Slip. Hey, I'm just thinking, what a dope.
Who?
At Benjamin Franklin. He invents the stuff, and here I wind up owning it.
Well, Arch, he wasn't as shrewd a businessman as you are.
I guess not. How could a thing like that happen, though?
Didn't you ever hear the story?
Oh.
Old Ben was out there flying his kite, you see, when he discovered electricity, and in the excitement of the moment, he lost his head And instead of patent and electricity, he took out a patent on the kite.
Oh, what a jerk. No wonder they called him Poor Richard.
Well, Arch, I guess I'd better run down and file these papers with my attorney. See you later.
Okay, Slim. Holy cat. The Tsar Electricity. The king of the kilowatts.
Look, Your Majesty.
Yeah?
Got a message here from one of your subjects.
From one of my subjects, who?
The electric company. They say that either we pay the bill or they turn off the light. Now, what do we do?
Ignore the vassals. Tell them if they send me one more bill, they're out of business. What a break, though, Hattie. Who would ever think that I'd wind up owning electricity?
Yeah, I always connected you more with natural gas.
Just imagine, a monopoly on electricity.
Yeah, make a fortune. There's no competition.
Oh, except candles and glowworms.
Arch, would you mind explaining this invention of yours?
Electricity?
Yeah.
Well, I'll try to. You see, in the old days, Finnegan, our ancestors used to get it from rubbing the backs of cats, you see. But as time progressed forwardly, these cats wore out, so nature was forced to invent the wall socket. Is this clear to you?
Except for one thing.
What?
When you talk, what makes your Adam's apple go up and down?
I'll try to be clearer. Yeah. Look, you see that light switch on the wall?
Yeah.
You see that bulb up on the ceiling?
Yeah.
Well, the stuff in between them is called electricity.
Thanks, Arch. Boy, what an Adam's apple.
Give up.
Well, Arch, I just talked to my patent attorney and he... Oh, hello, Eddie.
Hi, Kingfish.
Well, Arch, the attorney says we got to issue stock certificates.
I don't get it.
We got to start a corporation.
I still don't get it, thanks.
Well, Arch, we need more money.
Get it?
Why do we need more money?
Edison would have wanted it that way.
Excuse me a minute. Hello, Duffy's Tavern, Archie the Electrical Maggot speaking. Oh, yes, a hole of wire. It's for you, Slip.
Oh, thanks, Arch. Hello? Oh, yes, I'll ask him. Arch, Mayor O'Dwyer wants to know about the lights on Broadway.
What about him?
Do you want them on or off?
Tell him to keep them burning. The show must go on.
Hello? Permission granted.
Thanks, Slip.
Now, Arch, as my attorney was saying, we need a little extra money.
Hello? Okay, just a minute. Another call for you.
Ah, thanks. Hello? Oh, yes, Warden.
Yeah.
Well, I have to ask the president of our company. Arch, the warden up at Sing Sing, wants to know if it's okay for them to use a little extra current tonight.
For how long?
Oh, about 30 seconds.
Tell him it's okay.
Warden, throw the switch. Arch, that was sweet of you.
Well, you know, you gotta live and let live. Now, what was you saying about your attorney?
Well, he says we gotta get these blueprints printed.
I thought you said stock certificates.
Oh, did I? Well, anyway, they're gonna cost us $3.
$3? Well, okay, Slip, here. You got me last nickel, but believe me, it's worth it. Electricity.
Thanks. Now, look, you better get busy and start selling some stocks so we can get this monopoly up on the big board.
Okay, Slip, I'll get going right away. Holy cow. Wall Street. The big board. Eddie, just think. I'm a public utility. Just like American Can. American Can and Maternity Ward. Hello? Oh, yes? Huh? Either I pay the bill or you'll what? Oh, yeah? Just for that remark, you're out of business.
Who was that?
A former electric light company.
Well, Arch, I'm back.
For how much?
$5.
What for?
Well, Arch, I'm sorry, but I have a confession to make. You know that patent I got?
Yeah.
Arch, I hate to tell you this.
What is it?
I forgot DC.
You forgot DC? You mean all we get is BC?
Arch, don't rub it in. I feel bad enough already.
But, Slip, I ain't got $5. I'll have to give you an IOU.
Arch, you can't.
Why not?
Well, you know an IOU isn't any good.
What do you mean?
I've given you dozens of them, haven't I?
Yeah.
Was there a single one of them was any good?
No.
There you are.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay, here's the $5.
Thanks, Arch. Have you sold any stock yet?
Well, I ain't been able to find no salesman.
Well, why don't you do it yourself?
Me? A big electrical tycoon? You want me to run around like an electrical full of brush, man?
But, Arch, nobody else has your personality. Why don't you get on the phone and try it?
Okay, Slip. I guess I do have a lot of personality at that. Hello? Hello, Chinley's Laundry? Oh, hello, Chin. Was machst du?
Was machst du?
He changed his name for business purposes. Look, Chin, this is Archie. How do you like buy very good stock in very good company? Yes, sell you electrical stock. Yeah, very cheap. Okay, Chin, chop chop. Hello? Schimmelbacher's Bakery? Herr Schimmelbacher, please. Hello, Schim. Herr Archie. How is by you the Hausfrau? Good. Schimmelbacher, ich habe ein electrical holding company mit sehr gut stock. Can't you to buy some? Good enough. Now, Schimmelbacher, tell me that son-in-law of yours, O'Casey, you think he'd be after liking to buy a few shares himself, Figara? Hello, Russian Kretschmer. Comrade Archie. Dovyetsky's Tavern. Yeah. How you like to buy stock and increase your, you should pardon the expression, capital? Finnegan, did you see Schimmelbacher?
Yeah.
Chinley?
Yeah.
The Kretschmer?
Yeah.
Did you collect the dough for the stocks?
Yeah.
How much?
9 fingers and 22 toes.
$31.
Yeah.
Here it is, George.
Look at that, Eddie. 31 smackers. Boy, that electricity is a... Huh? Hey, what happened? The lights went out.
Yeah. It's pitch dark in here.
Miss Duffy, did you turn the lights off?
Of course not.
Then who did?
Dare I suggest that it was the electric light company?
You mean because I didn't pay 5 lousy bills, they turned the lights out?
You was expecting maybe a medal?
The nerve of them. Me that holds the patents on electricity, turning the lights off on me for a lousy $9.23.
Arch, how come it's so dark in here?
Who's that?
Slippery McGuire.
Oh, glad to hear you. Sorry, Slip, but they turned the lights off on us. But forget about that. Did you see our attorney?
Yep, I did. He says we have to have a partner to form an international electrical cartel. Uh-huh. Now, you'll have to sign these papers as the sole owner of electricity.
Okay. Finnegan, light a match, will you? Got to sign these important papers here. Hey, just a minute, Slip. Who's me partner in this cartel?
Come here till I whisper.
Who?
The Ali Khan.
Oh, Slip, how did you ever get a guy like that?
I happen to have an important contact in Hollywood.
Oh. Say no more, Slip. Me and the Ali Khan partners in the International Electric Cartel. Finnegan, light another match, will you?
Tell me, Arch, do you sell any stock?
Yep, $31 worth. Now, what'll it cost to start this cartel?
Well, with this Ali Khan as our partner, we'll only have to put up 4,000 rupees.
How much is that?
$31. And with that $31, Arch, we'll make a million. You got a map of the world here?
Yeah, you got a flashlight?
No.
Eddie, get me a candle, will you?
It's too dark, yeah. I can't find the candle.
Oh, okay, Finnegan, light another match. Now, here's a map of the world here. Hold a little higher, Finnegan. Now, let's divvy it up, Slip. Now, I'll take Africa, Asia, and Madagascar. And the Alicorn can have,
Miss Archer, I found the candle.
Oh, good. Light it, Finnegan.
Sorry, Archer, I'm out of matches.
Okay, I'll light it myself. What an organization. Here I am, the electrical king of the world, and I got to do everything myself. Now, let's see here. Now, here's Alaska. Hey, wait a minute. In Alaska, the nights are 6 months long, ain't they?
You mean...
Yep. We'll have a light in every igloo by Christmas. Boy, I'll make $1 million out of this monopoly. Eddie, move the candle. It's dripping on me foot. Wait a minute. I'm going to call up that electric company, turning off the lights. I wonder if they realize that with a flick of me patent, I could put them out of business. Give me that phone. Eddie, hold the candle over here so I can see the dial. Hello? Electric Light Company? This is Duffy's Tavern. I have reason to believe that you people have turned off our lights. Yes, and I want to warn you, sir, that a few heads is going to roll for this. Who am I? I happen to be the sole owner of the patent on electricity. Huh? What? Are you sure? Slip. The guy says I don't own it.
There must be some mistake, Arch. Hang up on him till I check with Washington again.
I'll call you back. Slip, this is terrible. We got to get Washington in a hurry. Eddie, quick, hold the candle over the dial.
Hello, operator. Get me the patent office in Washington. Hello, patent office? Slippery McGuire. Say, what's going on down there, anyway? Does Archie own the patent on electricity or don't he? Huh? Mix up in the records?
I see.
Okay. Arch, there's been a slight mistake. They found out Benjamin Franklin took out the patent after all.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, but Slip, this is terrible.
Oh, you think so? Arch, the cloud has a silver lining.
Silver lining?
Yep. I just got the tip off. Benjamin Franklin did not take out a patent on the kite.
Oh. Slipped up, huh?
Without changing the cartel one bit, do you know how many kites we could sell? Take a windy city like Chicago. Millions of them.
Slip, I think you're right. We could make a fortune.
Now, let's look over this map again for new territory.
Okay, Eddie, the candle, please.
Now, Arch, you know, the kite is the common thing.
Oh, no doubt about it. Slip, from here in, we're going to concentrate on a kite and forget about electricity.
Good. Edison would have wanted it that way.
Hello? Oh, hello, Duffy. Next week, Mickey Rooney. Mickey. Yeah, like in, Let's Slip Him. Have a good time in Florida, Duffy. Be with you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brotherhood Week. Sort of a reminder for all of us that our democratic way of life is pretty good. Now, be honest. Do you ever feel you're a little better than the next person because his skin is a different color or his religion isn't the same as yours? Well, if you do, you're not pitching for the American way of life. You see, unless we get rid of racial and religious hatreds, we're going to kill the very thing that made America great. Thank you. leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday, when our guest will be Mickey Rooney. Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Vitalis for well-groomed hair and Truchet, the hand lotion with the beforehand extra. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers brings you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From February 23, 1949, Duffy's Tavern. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, or if you'd just like to talk about the show, please drop me an email at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info, I-N-F-O. That's Dan at radiofun.info. And remember, the schedule of programs aired on the Old Time Radio Corner is posted at http://www.radiofun.info. Until next time, from the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.